Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Carmelli and filling in for Dave Pop, which I've got Leanna Wozniak. Leanna, welcome.
Nice to be here again, Faisal.
Leanna, there's more and more information out there about the confidence, or shall we say lack of confidence, in retirement. Mm-hmm. 2022 was a very challenging year when we look at markets, when we look at inflation, and look at what's going on out there. People still want to do a whole bunch of things like travel and so forth, and maybe the confidence has been a little bit rattled.
And how it's changed as well over the last few years. I think that's probably also one of the really interesting things that we've seen.
I don't think it'd be too surprising to Canadians that there's a change overall in the confidence level. I think we got to get into the details of why a bit more, and what does that mean for the average individual approaching or living in retirement. And we've got our guest here, Kristen Beaver. She's the chair of research committee at the Canadian Public Pension Leadership Council. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let's go right into it. According to the survey, 15% less likely in 2022 to express confidence. Tell me more about what are some of the key factors that played into this, I'll call it, lack of confidence.
I think you really touched on it in your opening remarks. The survey didn't get into the individual factors, but the whole reason we ran the survey in 2022 was because the world was such a different place compared to 2016. So inflation, as you touched on, interest rates, when we look at housing affordability, all of these things at a broad level clearly seem to be affecting Canadians' confidence in their ability to retire when and how they want. And as you mentioned, we saw a 15 percentage point decrease in that confidence. So in 2016, 44% of Canadians thought that they'd be able to retire when they would like to. And in 2020, that dropped to 29%.
Wow.
That's a big drop there. Can you maybe give us maybe a Alberta or kind of Western Canada specific number to that?
Yeah, the most notable one in Alberta, where we saw a difference compared to trends in other parts of Canada, was in the expectation to retire debt-free. And what we saw there was a 20 percentage point decrease. So in 2016, 49% of folks in the prairies thought that they'd be able to retire debt-free, whereas in 2022, that had dropped to 29%. And we can compare that to the numbers for Canada, which was actually a 16 percentage point decrease. So in the Prairie region, it was a much bigger decrease.
So I'm shocked already, because the 2016 numbers weren't very bright anyways. Less than half of the people didn't feel they're going to retire on time or retire debt-free. And now we're less than a third are feeling that. So it's gone from bad to worse in my view. Is that how you see the data?
It is, but we also see opportunities. I think what is showing us is that we need to do more for Canadians so that they can retire with confidence. And the report talks a bit about this. We need to find solutions for Canadians to retire with ease, with confidence, and to save while they're working. So we talk about expanding access to pension plans while Canadians are working. And we also talk about the importance of financial literacy, because when we're talking about confidence at an individual level, you don't know if that person feels a lack of confidence, but they actually are able to retire, or if they find retirement to be sort of a mysterious subject, right? And so it's giving them stress to think about it. And so we really see financial literacy as something that could be used to address this. So while the numbers are not terrific, we see that there's opportunities that people can jump on to try and make it better for Canadians.
Let's go down that financial literacy path if we can. What areas of recommendation would you give to whichever provincial, federal governments, the education system? And we're talking about people who are gone through the primary years of their school, they've gone through post-secondary, and they're still feeling this stress. So there's a lack of financial literacy to some degree with that group of the population. What can the governments and other programs and associations do to increase the financial literacy for that demographic specifically?
That's a really good question. I think one of the things we see is inflation has really reared its head. A lot of working Canadians probably have not had to consider inflation beyond maybe a theoretical concept, and now it's really in their face. And I think addressing inflation as a key topic of financial literacy is key. Another thing would be looking at, as we say, people feel less confident that they'll be able to retire without debt. So debt management clearly needs to be an important topic of financial literacy for Canadians of all ages. One of the things that was the same in both surveys when we looked at it was the driver of retirement stress. And in both surveys, it was equally high numbers of Canadians saying that they are afraid of running out of money in retirement. That is the fear of when they're stressed out about retirement, that's the main thing that they're concerned about. And so I think in terms of financial literacy, we also need to talk about, do you have a plan? Do you participate in a plan at work? If you don't and you have the opportunity, why not? And helping people to understand why that would be helpful. Times are tough, and maybe the short-term savings right now, it feels like a lot, but thinking long-term about how that's going to help you and make you feel more confident when it is time to retire. The other thing we could look at in terms of financial literacy and stress is what products are available to help you. So if your fear is running out of money in retirement, are there products available that you know about that could help you turn some of your savings into an income stream?
Sorry, yeah, Leanne, I was just gonna jump in there because I think what Kristen is talking to us about, I think there's, you and I have these chats almost every single day. There are two types of plans I think Canadians definitely need. One is a health plan. Mm-hmm. I think they don't do that on a regular basis to understand baseline where they're at and where they wanna be from a health perspective. And I don't believe that the lion's share of Canadians have a written financial plan.
Right.
And I don't think that what our industry has done has turned a financial plan into a selling tool.
Yes, yes. And it's not the real, it's a health check for your finances that it should be.
But correct.
Something that we actually go back to on a regular basis that you use to then make decisions about your financial future.
And I think that's where the change can also happen, Kristen. I think there's a lot that financial institutions can do. Of course, they're in the business to make money. And of course, if they're going to be utilizing tools like a financial plan to generate more sales, I understand how that business works. It's not in the greater good of the public always. But it can be mandated from other areas of how to get this done. Health plans, wealth plans, or financial plans, I think, are necessary. Who do you think bears that responsibility? Is it the provinces? Is it a federal government? Or is it other associations outside of financial institutions that should be really promoting the whole concept of financial well-being?
We talk about in the report approaching financial literacy as a holistic thing. And we do talk about there being maybe opportunities for government to partner with nonprofits in order to help Canadians access things. There are programs, for example, that exist for debt management that are run by nonprofit organizations. So if Canadians are concerned about that, that is an option. In terms of assigning responsibility, that's a very tough question because everyone's lives are so different. But one of the things we do talk about as an opportunity is employers actually could benefit from providing financial literacy to their employees. When we looked at some of the stress, it affected all aspects of Canadians' lives, including productivity at work. And notably, the biggest thing when you speak about health is that 47% of Canadians said that retirement planning stress has at least a moderate impact on their health. And so that, of course, has implications for productivity as well. So there's a real opportunity for employers to embrace financial literacy as something that's good for their employees generally, but also is very good for them when you're thinking about things like productivity and not having employees stressed out while they're on the job with you.
Productivity, financial stress, and hopefully a better health system. And we can definitely do that for sure in the future. I want to thank you, Kristen, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We've been joined by Kristen Beefer, Chair of Research Committee at the Canadian Public Pension Leadership Council. We're going to be talking about this type of stress. on Tuesday, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. We will be hosting our seminar on how to make sure you can bulletproof your retirement. That's the place you can put all three together and see the solutions. You have to register by going to morethanmoneyradio.com. Coming up after the break, romance fraud. We're going to talk about that on More Than Money and QR Gallery.